Last weekend, French voters chose a new National Assembly. They also chose to throw out of office the only black deputy from mainland France. For French citizens of North African Arab origin, the final result was also 0 out of 577 seats in Parliament. Minorities in France are having a hard time making it into national politics. NPR's Nick Spicer reports that overt racism is only part of the problem.
Paris City Hall on election night. Politicians and journalists nervously study a row of flat screens as the results flash by for the second and final round of parliamentary elections. A few black candidates from France's overseas territories have won seats, but the only black incumbent from continental France, Kofi Yamyan of Brittany, has lost his. Watching here in Paris is Patrick Rosès, a black candidate already eliminated in the first round of voting.
This is very bad news for this country. That means there's no black people in this assembly. I think this assembly do not represent the country.
Not one of the tiny handful of black, North African or Asian candidates in this race made it to the National Assembly. However, such minorities are thought to make up 10 to 15% of the population. It is a glaring inequity. Patrick Rosès, however, says he didn't campaign as a member of a downtrodden minority community, but as a successful pharmacist and entrepreneur with ideas about the economy, Europe, and fighting crime.
I know that in this country there's many communities, but I wanted to avoid black people electing black people only because they are black. Clearly, what I want is people to elect someone because they think he can do a good thing for the country.
France has a law to promote women in politics, but it would be hard to use quotas for minorities. The National Statistics Agency doesn't ask people where they or their ancestors come from, or about their ethnic background. That colorblindness results from the Republican tradition of treating citizens as equals, regardless of their race or religion, says Patrick Vey. He is the author of a book on the history of French nationality since the French Revolution. He described the tradition this way.
As a freedom for an individual not to be related to his group identity. A black, if he doesn't want to be related to his blackness, or if a Jew doesn't want to be related to his Jewishness, or a Catholic to his... That's what the Republic has to protect.
But for minority activists, that Republican ideal mainly protects the power of white men, because it blinkers them to the need to represent minorities. Vy says another problem is socioeconomic. Minorities don't have the background or connections to get them into the schools, which are the stepping stones to a political career in France. And, Vy says, the big political parties are afraid to take on candidates from the sub-Saharan or North African immigrant communities. They think they'll lose. In the absence of opportunity at the national level, some minorities have focused on local politics. They form local associations, at times relying on theater groups or even morphing into music bands to raise their profile. The most famous recent example is that of the rap group Zebda, a musical offshoot of a neighborhood association in Toulouse. Zebda means butter in Arabic, and their association counts many members of North African origin. Like many of the tens of thousands of associations in France, it is fiercely independent of established political parties. Associations typically address the everyday problems immigrant communities must face, once overlooked by the political establishment. Professor Catherine de Venden is an expert on these associations. She says they have exploded in number since the early 80s, when the children of the last wave of immigrants came of political age.
People want to react to grassroots politics, that is to say, difficulties to have access to the labor market, the question of housing, and so on. And so most of these very local questions have some answers in associations who try to propose a remedy to that, more than in political parties who seem very far and very strongly rooted in national questions.
Not everyone, though, is satisfied with local politics. Back at Paris City Hall, Patrick Rosès, the unsuccessful candidate, contemplates the final results of the parliamentary election. His small party had a good showing. Black people have not. But José still thinks it was worth trying.
Having one black people being elected will have people understand that they could vote for those people, and then things could change in this country. Yeah.
The next national elections are in 5 years' time. Nick Spicer, NPR News, Paris.